The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nan. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Whoa, man, TMB, my man. We were together again all weekend long in Cambridge, Maryland for the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala, and it's still a great time every time we get together.
Yeah, that was cool. It was a blast. I couldn't believe how far we were away from the major airports, though.
I know. Going in, it's like, all right, to get there, another 70 miles. Well, I think it took us as long to drive as it did to fly. But anyway, it was well worth it.
Yeah,
to be with Jonathan Emord and all the folks that were honored out there. And your picture taking and video taking ability, impressive. In fact, the picture you see today in the show notes of Dr. Steven Sinatra and I, Ty took that. Although there's one of you and I together. I don't know who we got to take that, but that's a cool shot of you and I at the event.
Yeah, that was a good shot. But hey, you know, concerning my picture taking abilities, if you snap enough pics, you're bound to get a good one.
You got a lot of good ones, and we haven't even let all of them out yet because we've got more interviews that we're going to be airing, and you got some great interviews for the Quest for the Cures as well coming up, and a bonus one with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She said it was our first interview since her husband had died many months ago now. So it was a very big event, and I was so pleased that she was willing to talk to you and us. We were there because she's got such an important message about the danger of vaccines.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a great interview with Dr. Tenpenny. I really appreciate her. I got another interview with you. I have not had even time to watch it yet, but we went into some more topics that will be in the Quest for the Cures Continues. Got some quick snippets with Dr. Jonathan Wright, with Jonathan Emord, and there's more, too. I'm not going to release all of them at this point. We got about another five or six interviews there, and they're going to be potentially included in the next Quest for the Cures.
Yes, and we have a major announcement to make. I don't think we've officially made this yet, but since you're here and you were there with me all weekend with Jonathan Emord, Jonathan Emord hosts a show Monday through Friday on GCN called Truth Trial. And he has been growing, and he's been running trials. He's been helping other lawyers to tap in to tackle the bureaucratic oligarchy. He's got no time to do his own show. So guess what? We got a new family member here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to have weekly segments like Outside the Box with Jonathan Emord. We're setting that up behind the scenes, but it's official. It's already been put in the work. So you guys are the first to hear it right here on Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger.
Yeah, I remember we were there Saturday talking about that when you and Jonathan were talking, and I think it was you and Nancy, and I said that we should call it Inside the Beltway Sundays or something like that.
Yeah, well, it's like the FDA Dragon Slayer joining the RSB, TMB, and everybody else doing our level best to bring a love of liberty back to the consciousness. And what does that mean when you manifest that love of liberty? It's your ability and willingness to tackle some pretty tough subjects, some pretty hard things to discuss, including the dangers of vaccination when, you know, we are not the official story. We're the unofficial story here. But recognizing that the official story has been quite dangerous to children for many generations now, and it's only increasing in danger. And with the CDC whistleblower and other things coming to light here, we know we're on the right side of history, and we're doing our level best to protect these kids legitimately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, that was one of the things that Dr. Tenpenny shared on the interview this weekend. She was talking about the known carcinogens that are in vaccines. Because, you know, that's what I wanted to kind of get at, is the carcinogenic effects of the vaccinations. And she said, you know, one of them is a preservative that we call it formaldehyde. It's better known as embalming fluid. Mm-hmm. And that is a known carcinogen. It's a class A carcinogen, which means that it is as carcinogenic as anything that we know of that in that class of, in that category of substances. So it's really, it's amazing to me that we are still even having a debate about whether vaccines are toxic or not. I mean, they contain a whole host of known carcinogens. Of course they're toxic. I mean, anyone with a thinking brain can see that by the list of ingredients. It's just bizarre to me that this is even still up for debate.
Well, but our lefty worshippers of the vaccine religion come back and they say, Ty, you're getting as much mercury from fish that you eat or formaldehyde from a banana that you eat. And it's like, well, what is it about injecting it directly into the body fluids and the blood and the lymph and muscle that they don't get versus ingestion through the alimentary canal?
Exactly, which then gets pushed through planet Uranus, as you like to say.
Yes, thank you for that astrological reference.
Yeah, it's a totally different ballpark. I mean, it's not even the same planet when you're talking about eating something and then potentially, you know, eliminating most of it. Of course, you're going to absorb some of everything that you eat, but that as opposed to directly injecting it into someone's body is not even in the same ballpark.
Well, and you mentioned a planet. Super Don, what planet did I mention last hour? Was it Zubla Dubla? Because those vaccine worshippers can go there too.
That was indeed the planet Zubla Dubla, which I'm still trying to locate that in the star map.
They were welcoming all those people that don't fear, legitimately fear vaccines. You know, I said, yeah, planet Zubla Dubla has an opening for all y'all. You can go.
I think that there was so much wind coming out from planet Uranus that it blew Zubla Dubla off the map.
That explains why we can't find it. That makes all the sense in the world. And those guys and gals that are still fighting for the vaccine religion have been sucking down the methane for far too long.
Yeah, they've got a tax for them down in New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, you referenced, and I think we have this in the show notes, a list of vaccine ingredients, a whole chart that makes it easy to access. We have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. This is like an easy one picture fits all almost.
Yeah, this is pretty telling. It lists a lot of the common vaccines, and then it goes through the toxic ingredients in the vaccines. Again, how do you combat this? It's kind of like the CDC whistleblower story from a few weeks ago. Guy comes out, works for the CDC, says we knew they were causing autism 3 to 4 times the rate in black babies. We sat on the information. We didn't tell anybody. We should have, and we're responsible. I mean, how do you, if you're on the other side of the fence, how do you combat that information? It's in that category, this vaccine chart that we're looking at here. So I would recommend that folks click through that. And I would not just read it today. I would copy it to a Word document or save it or print it out or something so you can get to it eventually in case they take this down.
Yeah, it's true, because having such easy access to this, it's not good for the guys that are trying to pretend there's nothing wrong with vaccines, nothing to be worried about at all. There's also, in addition to the CDC whistleblower story, fascinating lawsuit that Merck was trying to get dismissed because it's coming from two insiders, whistleblowers from within Merck, who are saying basically that Merck knew and hid the information about the danger of its vaccines and the mercury thimerosal link to injuries and autism.
Yeah, yet another whistleblower story. They knew and sat on the information. You know, it's yet another in the last few weeks. One more doesn't surprise me. But, you know, as soon as we posted that story on Facebook, let me read this. It was we got a private message from a lady named Claire. Mm-hmm. And this is about what she calls the, let me find it.
And by the way, I think that the Whistleblower Act may be more accurately portrayed as one dealing with exaggerated claims of efficacy that were not there in the scientific data, if you will.
Right. No, I was just thinking that because the whistleblower is the MMR, and I think that Claire is talking about the MMR in this email.
That's okay. Was it an interesting comment? I'd like to hear it if it's it.
Well, she says, my friend's son, who is a completely normal, healthy young boy, had his preschool entry triple antigen. And so I think that's probably MMR, but I'm not certain.
It could be DPT, but yeah.
It could have been DPT as well. But overnight became severely handicapped, as well as having around 28 seizures per day. My friend warned me about giving these injections to my daughter. My daughter was due for hers, and I said to the doctor that I did not feel comfortable giving this to her. My doctor told me that I did not have a choice. I let the doctor give her the injection against my instinct, screaming at me. Mm. My daughter started convulsing, and within a week she died. They put it down to SIDS, And when I went to a support group meeting, every single other parent there asked me if my daughter had had the triple antigen injection within a week prior to her death. I was shocked because all of their children had also had the same injection. A leading forensic pathologist looked at my daughter's autopsy and told me that she did die due to the injection. However, he said that I would never get him on the stand to say that for fear of repercussions. So for all those people who have not had any personal experience with vaccines, it may be a good idea to keep your mouths closed. Oh, wow. And also the doctor told me that I had to give my daughter this injection. Also, I gave her sister's daughter, the same doctor gave my sister's daughter the injection on the same day as mine. Her daughter also died. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's brutal. And again, when they toss this off to say, oh, well, the risks are minimal, they're one in a million. Dude, you know, you're such a collectivist crunchy. You need to go to the planet Zubla Dubla as well, because what about these kids that Ty just read the story from that are harmed or even killed by this? Does that matter to you? Oh, no, well, we're saving 100,000 other kids. Well, where's the evidence in that? Oh, but look at the antibodies. Did you test for the titer? Oh, wait a second. Do you know that people with titers can still get the disease? Oh, no, but that's just an anomaly. I mean, all of these nonsense arguments, again, it's a cult-like devotion to the injection, the needle. That's what I talked about yesterday on the Jerry Doyle show, and they've actually published it, and they've got a big thing now, as we talked about on Epic Times, so the word is getting out.
Yeah, it is. And for those people to say, well, you know, it's just there's not that many adverse reactions, just one in a million. Number one, that's a lie. There are much more frequent reactions, adverse reactions, than one in a million. I don't know what the numbers are, but they're much more frequent than that. But let's just say that it is one in a million. Well, what if your daughter or your son's that one? Is it worth it then? And of course, the answer is a rhetorical question. The answer is no. The bottom line is that there are far more children that are being damaged by vaccines than the good that vaccines are doing, because vaccines don't do any good. Dr. Tenpenny it was interesting. I asked her the typical question, you know, weren't vaccines responsible for wiping out all of these infectious diseases? And, you know, she just laughed and she went through the facts about how they were already gone before the vaccines were introduced. But, yeah, that part probably not going to make it into the quest for the cures, but I thought it was interesting getting that information from Dr. Tenpenny, who is, you know, one of the most foremost experts on vaccines.
Indeed, indeed. Well, if we get a chance to talk more vaccines, we will. There's also another study coming out relating the aborted fetal cells and autism from vaccines as well. Are you hungry, Ty? Are you hungry?
I'm always hungry.
Should we carbo load after the break?
Let's do.
I don't know. I'm a little nervous about this. We're going to check in on the never-ending carbo load with Ty Bollinger here and Robert Scott Bell. We'll be back after this.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Outside the Box, Wednesday, Super Don, and we got Randy on the board if you'd like to call in and be part of the show. Yes, you can do that live, 7 to 9 Eastern Time, evenings Monday through Friday, and of course 4 to 6 drive time on the Pacific Coast, 1 to 3 in the afternoon Eastern on Sundays. As I said, Jonathan Eamord will be joining us weekly soon. We'll be talking about the details forthcoming soon. But right now, TMB, of course, Cancer, Step Outside the Box, the great book that has changed the lives of many around the planet for the better. And TMB and RSB got together and put out Unlock the Power to Heal, which is doing great work as well. We're getting great feedback on it. And I think
we actually got a great picture of Jonathan Eamord and me. He's holding the book this weekend.
That's right. Yes, that's right. We probably need to add that into the next edition or something. I don't know if that would be
that's a good shot.
Open it up and you have the book in the book in the book in the book. How cool is that?
Yes, you do.
You know, we've got, remember
it's
the athletic
loop.
What's
that? It's a never-ending loop, you know, the book. Much like the never-ending pasta pass that you want to talk about, right?
Yes, again, we're about to go there, but I was just going to ask you, if you remember in your athletic days, did they do carbo loading still? Because in my athletic day, that was the big thing. Carbo load, eat lots of pasta.
Oh, yeah, I did. I carb depleted before every bodybuilding contest. I'd carb deplete, and then the last 3 days before the contest, I'd carb loads, eating all just rice and pasta and just everything carbohydrate filled. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Mike Adams wrote an article the other day about this Olive Garden plan that they would sell 1,000 passes for endless pasta. Like for, I don't know, 6 weeks straight, you could eat all the pasta you want. And he even said he was going to get me one, although it sold out too fast. Evidently, sold out in like 90 minutes.
I saw you eating the organic pasta there at that restaurant Saturday there in Cambridge, Maryland. Remember you had the chicken and pasta?
No, it was a lamb thing. I mean, we went to that French
bistro. Yeah, that's right, lamb and pasta. Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
You did a good job of downing that pasta, but I don't know that you'd be worthy of the unlimited pasta pasto at Olive Garden.
Right. Now, listen, I will occasionally eat that, and I'll do okay, but I'm not saying that I am going to dive into any endless bowl of pasta for any one day, because, of course, we know of the implications, especially if the pasta has been refined, if it's genetically modified, if it's pesticide-laden, and on and on and on. We're gonna have some destructive interactions with it, and that's what Mike Adams wrote about. It's like the guaranteed 6-week road to diabetes.
Yeah, and again, we're not knocking Olive Garden here. I mean, it's actually a slick marketing ploy, I think. And if you do go to Olive Garden, there are certain things you can get that are not near as bad. I mean, you can go for the salads and get the dressing on the side and so forth. So there's a few healthy things that you can get.
Although, Ty, I don't know. I've never been, actually. Do they have any organic or non-GMO definite options?
No, they don't have anything that's labeled as organic or non-GMO.
Oh,
but
okay.
if you get their salads, you know, you're probably going to be getting some pesticides, but you're not going to get anything that's GMO in the salads.
So you might want to bring your own olive oil and
yeah, and bring your own dressing. But if you go into the pastas and the meat dishes, not just there, pretty much anywhere, it's going to be GMO and pesticide laden almost everywhere.
Yeah, that is true. That's concerning. And of course, we have become such a culture of excess. You know, I think people, if they came from Africa and went into any, like, steakhouse that has, like, the unlimited buffets, they're like, what is this land? Where did this come from? And they'll think that they've landed on the planet Zubla Dubla at this point, because it's so unreal what we've created in the age of oil.
Yeah, it's the sheer quantity that I think that's repulsive here is, you know, the never-ending pasta pass. You know, you go to places that are buffets, you know, we call them the pig bars, and people are just gorging themselves not endlessly. And it reminds me of a story when I used to work out, being a competitive bodybuilder. I'd go with my partner afterwards, and we'd go chow down at Golden Corral or Ryan's or one of those buffet places, but all we ever ate was steamed broccoli, and we'd eat 4 or 5 plates full of fish. And I remember there was a guy that was there at one of the Golden Corrals, I think it was, that had sat through a whole meal, and they had to call the cops to get him up because he would not leave. He got there during lunch, ate for 3 or 4 hours straight, and would not leave for dinner.
Wow.
And they had to escort him out with cops because he wanted to keep eating. I mean, so that's just indicative of the land of excess.
Yeah, it really is incredible. If we knew how little we could get by with, and, you know, we've referenced studies about what they call caloric restriction type diets that you actually extend your life and the telomeres that will extend or lengthen as well. But you've got to have some level of ability to do the intermittent fasting. That means you have to have enough chromium in your system. You have to have enough minerals in your system, and then you can transfer those energy from the cells that are stored readily without dying, so to speak. So
that's what Casey Cracy talked about this weekend there in Maryland. Intermittent fasting coupled with superfood nutrition. That's calorie restriction. That's the key.
Nice. All right, cool. Yeah. Well, we've got some good stuff to do. It's 9/11, 2001, 13 years ago tomorrow. What can we learn from that event 13 years later that we haven't already discussed? Maybe there's a few other things. TMB has written about it in Monumental Myths. We're going to go into it next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
I know you love Hump Day, because TMB and RSB together on radio here, Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, Outside the Box Wednesdays, we get together and do this and all kinds of irreverent stories, serious stories as well. And this one is actually quite serious. 13 years ago, tomorrow, was the day that supposedly changed everything. Although all it did was sent people into more fear and shut them down, at least for a while, to say, yes, the federal government can do whatever it wants, go and bomb anybody, attack anybody, even if they have nothing to do with what happened on 9/11 and everything that's happened since then. Disaster of disasters. And it wasn't an oops, 19 terrorists or so with box cutters from where, who did what. Monumental Myths, another book by Ty Bollinger, was written, and it includes all of the strange anomalies of 9/11, including one of the big ones, which is going to be up on a billboard in Times Square starting now for the next, I think, 4 weeks. Is that right? Was this what it says?
Yeah, that's amazing. It looks like the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, they're sponsoring a billboard in Times Square. And it's not just the old-timey billboard that we used to see when we were growing up, RSV. It's newfangled billboards that are basically big TV screens. It's
full color. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's going to show every 4 minutes?
Well, yeah, it says it's the 15-second ad showing the demolition. We call it that, the controlled demolition of Building 7, World Trade Center 7. Every 2 minutes for 4 weeks straight in Times Square, reaching approximately 105,000 adults each day and approximately 3 million during the 4-week campaign.
Yeah.
And then it links them to go to rethink911.org.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because seriously, if you watch this video, the Trade Center 7 falling in approximately 7 seconds at free fall speed, there's really no other conclusion that you can come to other than it was blown up. I mean, that's what happens when buildings are blown up. They fall at free fall speed. When there's no explosions involved, there's no controlled demolition involved, they don't fall like this.
No. It was IKEA office furniture that caught on fire that caused it.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, the interesting thing about this is, you know, this is a 47-story building, fell at free fall speed. The BBC reported that it fell 30 minutes before it actually fell. And then you have literally hundreds of firefighters coming out, being interviewed, running away from the building, saying they're about to blow it up. Okay, we've been told that they're going to blow it up. What more evidence do you need? And if that's not enough, then you've got the original 9/11 omission report. I call it that because they omitted Trade Center 7. They didn't even address it initially until they got some flack and they went back and addressed Trade Center 7 and said that it fell from isolated office fires that weakened the structure and a bunch of hogwash that meant really nothing. But this is really the smoking gun of 9/11. Everyone that I've talked to over the last several weeks, I've been telling about 9/11, did not know that this building even fell. So they've done a good job of hiding it.
It said that. I thought half of all Americans, 13 years out, half of all Americans did not know that there was a third building that collapsed. Yeah. One-third of New Yorkers, they live there, and a third of them didn't know that Building 7 collapsed here. Now, I was thinking about, every year we always do a little bit of something in the discussion about what went on there. 13 years out, I'm thinking, what's different? What is different? Well, for one, the Architects for 9/11 Truth are able to put up a billboard in Times Square. That's huge. Now, there are more people on C-SPAN. They recently covered something about this. So what's happening over time is that the restriction, the complete shutdown of information flow is starting to show signs of wear, where they can't contain it anymore. I don't know if tomorrow is the day where suddenly everybody wakes up and has the epiphany or not, but the reality is inevitably, eventually, we'll look back and say, just like the Reichstag fire, that there was some kind of inside play here, PNAC, Project for a New American Century, which predicted what they needed to have happen in order for us to be able to invade the Middle East to have control of the oil that was diminishing for the 21st century. There is inevitably going to be a look back and say, we were duped again. Yeah. Another false flag.
Yeah, I mean, it was clearly an inside job. It was a false flag. If anything happens tomorrow, it will be a false flag. It will be another inside job. You know, one of the things that they did very effectively with 9/11 was take away our constitutional and civil liberties. So we had people begging for them to take away our liberties just to protect us because we were so afraid of these terroristic boogeymen. And so that is one of the things that happened through 9/11 is just the obliteration of the Constitution and the systematic urination on the Bill of Rights and our constitutional liberties. And that's what's happened over these last 13 years. I mean, you look at the Patriot Act that was passed immediately afterwards, and you have the Homegrown Terrorist Act and the NDAA and the John Warner Defense Authorizations Act, and the list goes on and on. And all of these were passed as a direct result of these boogeyman terrorists on 9/11 that were all, you know, they were controlled by Osama bin Laden living in a cave on dialysis, apparently, even though Osama bin Laden denied involvement in the attacks, which is kind of odd. in light of the fact that they want, you know, if the Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, whatever you want to call these terroristic groups, if they do something, you bet your britches they're going to claim responsibility for it. But Osama went to his grave denying that he had anything to do with 9/11.
Yeah, it's really absolutely incredible. And the more you look back and realize it, and when you're not clouded by the emotion and the fear and the shock of what transpired on that day, you could begin to see with a clarity that they knew would not be present in all but the very few who were so conscious and awake and aware of these kind of false flag events that they were prepped to see it and knew exactly what was happening at the time. And the question is, who benefits, who gains, who wins, where does the money flow? Follow these trails and you begin to see that there are elements within our government and perhaps all of the governments of the world that never want the citizenry to wake up and recognize the power that has been taken from them, or that they have convinced them to give up willingly and voluntarily. And the American people gave up a lot on 9/11 based on the fear-based terrorism that came from within, but yes, maybe utilized folks from without. I'm not saying I know who knew personally, but certainly there are a lot of indications that certain people within our government placed very high up did know a lot.
Of course they did. They had to. They had to have known a lot because it was clear from the evidence that this was a false flag, that it was not coordinated by terrorists, that it was not coordinated by Muslim terrorists from caves in Pakistan or Afghanistan. It was coordinated by folks that had access to the buildings. I mean, in order for Trade Center 1 and 2 to fall, they fell in just over 10 seconds at free fall speed. They were blown up. They had to, the resistance had to have been removed below the top floors for them to fall at that speed. That's just physics. Physics just says that open flame fires don't burn past 1500 degrees Fahrenheit, period. Doesn't matter if there's jet fuel in it or not. Physics also says that steel doesn't melt until 2600 degrees Fahrenheit. What made up that 1100 degree difference? You know, why was there molten lava coming out of the buildings before they collapsed? Something that could only happen with military grade thermite that melts steel in 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, so you just look at the facts, and it's clear that what we're, the narrative that we are told could not have happened. Now, you know, who was really behind it, what really happened to bring the buildings down, all the details, I'm not real sure. But I do know this. You look at the 86 video cameras that were on the Pentagon that day. Why did the FBI confiscate all of them and won't show us the tapes? Okay, that's just a good question. Why, if they want the truth to come out, why are they hiding? Why are they hiding the evidence? It doesn't make any sense. If they wanted to clear all this up and show that the people that question the official story are nothing but a bunch of kooks and crazies, all they have to do is release the videos. But they won't. The reason they won't is because it'll show something that doesn't fit the official narrative. And so, you know, we're at a point 13 years later where it's encouraging that people are really waking up. And a lot of people, most of the people that I've talked to over the last couple of months about 9/11, they already get it. They realize that we've been lied to. They don't buy the official story. And even people that didn't buy it before are now questioning it. Or they did buy it,
yeah. Yeah, time heals all wounds. The question is, does time allow for the vision to see, you know, the clarity that was not there? Because, again, of the tremendous shock, the cultural shock, the physical, emotional shock that we all felt when it happened, and those in the Northeast Corridor, particularly in New York and surrounding areas, that felt it ever more viscerally and physically being right there. It's just, you know, to calculate that and to do and to execute that, that's the reminder as well. Even when we talk about within the medical realm, about doctors that are willing to vaccinate, or those manufacturers that are willing to hide the data, or the CDC willing to hide the data, you got to recognize that there are human beings on this planet that do not value life the way that you do and I do. And those of you listening, you know what I'm talking about. So that's what they use also against us, because they really, the average person is just not evil. They're just not. They would never consider doing horrible things like that to people. And they count on your naivete, your trust, your willingness to suspend belief in something like this to say, no, people would never do that because I would never do that. Well, just because you won't doesn't mean somebody else wouldn't. And they use that against you to continue to manipulate that. No one within our government would ever do that. There's no such thing as a shadow government that controls and makes, let's say, a perception that, you know, everything is fine, there's no problem, and the threat came, and the actual attacks came from outside. Remember, our founders, they said, all enemies, foreign and domestic, and there's a lot of domestic, and they're not the Tea Party people. They're not even the leftist liberals who believe the lies of science. The real enemies are those who are trying to overthrow the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, even the Declaration of Independence, and make us believe that we are free in a land that has been basically stolen out from under us.
Exactly. And unless people think that we're anti-Democrat or anti-liberal, you know, this was 9/11 was carried out by a government that was full of Republicans. And Bush was at the helm, even though he was not. I'm not saying Bush was responsible for it. He's not quite that bright. He could hardly get his story straight. But there was factions that were controlling him, that were telling him, giving him the talking points, that were clearly in charge of this. Bush was just. I imagine what happened with Bush is that they told him, "Here's the story. You stick to it, or else you're going to be in a heap of trouble. We might JFK you." And so he just kind of stuck to his story. Unfortunately, he wasn't bright enough to get it all straight. And that's when we get into the. I was talking to somebody a couple of days ago about Bush. You know, so I voted for Bush twice. So yeah, I was an idiot twice for voting for him. But when he was in the elementary school, I remember he was reading that story about the goat to the kids. And so you remember that video? You see the Secret Service agent mm-hmm. coming in and whispering into his
right.
ear.
Yep, yep.
And then he looks real concerned. And then later in interviews, he said that was when he knew it was terrorism. Well, there was one of the interviews was aired on CNN and one was aired on Fox News. And both of them, he claimed to have seen the first plane hit live before he went in there to talk to the kids. Unfortunately, we found out later that the first plane actually wasn't aired live. It wasn't aired till later that afternoon. And he
exactly,
couldn't possibly
exactly.
see it. So he messed the story up.
Yep, yep. Well, that's Bush, you know. We didn't claim he was the brightest bulb in the cabinet, so to speak. Anyway, we got
ready to go get a beer.
Right. Let's go take a break, come back, and let's teach you a new language. Yeah, how are we going to learn it over the break? We'll figure it out.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Shalom, Mani Shema. Laila Tov.
SSMB, me siento muy feliz de estar hablando con mi buen amigo RSB, siempre nos han divertido cuando nos montamos.
Ma, mazé. Well, hey, what just happened?
Somebody bumped the knob where we've somehow gotten onto some form
of Spanish. We got like the universal translator going. Were you speaking some form of Spanish there, TMB?
I was speaking Mexican.
That was Mexican. Okay.
Spanglish.
I was channeling some ancient Hebrew here as well. listen, we both woke up from a coma on the break, and suddenly we can speak fluent another language. But Super Don, you brought this to my attention that actually somebody did. This is one of the weirder stories we've covered in a while.
Yeah, I couldn't pass this one up. It's not normally something we would probably throw in the mix, but this dude, Ben McMahon, got into a car crash, ended up in a coma,
mm-hmm.
and when he went into the coma, he spoke English.
Yeah.
When he woke up from the coma, he suddenly started speaking fluent Mandarin.
Dude, that is so weird. This is like the Sylvan sleeping method of learning a new language. just get a coma and come out and see. So
get into a car
Mandarin.
Crash and speak fluent Mandarin.
TMB, this makes no sense to me. Does this make sense to you? How does he wake up? He's an English speaking guy. Suddenly, he's not just a little Chinese. Like our board op Randy can do some Chinese. You said 2 years there, Randy.
2 years.
And you're not fluent, correct? You can sort of get by, I guess, but you're not fluent.
No, I'm not fluent at all. But I can get around. I can order a beer.
But yeah, but that's 2 years of immersion. You were there.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying, Tamba? I'm having a problem with this because Randy, 2 years in China, he learned some Chinese, not fluent. This guy falls asleep in a coma, wakes up, and he's fluent in Mandarin.
Well, you're saying you don't believe what Fox News writes? It's on Fox News. It's got to be true.
Well, I don't know if they're reporting it wrong or if it's being reported to them wrong, but I mean, they're claiming that this guy, the only explanation they're trying to say is like, well, some part of his brain knew Mandarin Chinese because he took a little bit of it in high school. And I'm having trouble believing that. Because if
I would believe, I believe it, sure.
You, I mean, believe it.
If they say it on Fox News, it's got to be true.
But if Randy spends 2 years in immersion in China and still can't be fluent, how does a guy who took a little bit of high school Chinese become fluent speaking Mandarin?
Look, here's the technicals of it, Robert. The brain contains areas that are specialized to deal with languages. They're located in the parasylvian cortex of the left hemisphere. Mm-hmm. Now, bilingual people, particularly those that learn their second language early in life, such as Ben McMahon, show increased density of gray matter in the inferior parietal cortex of the brain. Now, why does that matter? Well, because gray matter, right? Gray is a color. Mandarin is an orange, right? Colors, oranges. That's how it happened.
It's finally starting to make sense. You know what? I think this is a walk-in soul from the planet Zubla Dubla that they actually speak Mandarin on Zubla Dubla as well. And
if he's fluent in Mandarin, he picked a tough language to be fluent in.
Right? Exactly. Have you heard of the stories of people that, you know, got into an accident of some kind and then woke up and they're like whole different people? They have different personalities. And, I mean, this is the kind of thing that defies logic, per se. It's like souls that walk in. One soul left that body, another soul came in, and suddenly it's a different person in the same body. I don't know. But that's what I'm
saying. There's a lot of stories like that, yeah.
You know, we do hear stories about people with transplanted organs will start having emotions and connections and memories because the organs themselves hold memory. Of another person's life. So I think there's much more to this story that meets the eye, so to speak.
Well, I just think that you're really mistaken to question Fox News. I mean, after all, they've always reported the truth to us. Of course, they were the ones that told us that if you disputed the official story about 9/11, that you were you hated America and you should go move somewhere else. So, you know, maybe you have something there, RSP.
That's true. Super Don, do you speak any languages beside, I don't know, what languages are you speaking again?
He tries to speak English sometimes.
Yeah, I do try to speak English. Don't always succeed, but I do the best I can, yeah.
We can, and Ty and I can speak Southern pretty well. We're good at that.
You speak Igpe Atenlai?
Yeah. You know, it's like I get back with my Southern fried friends that I grew up with in Georgia, and I can get Southern too. But usually it's not even when I nap. It just kind of, you automatically go into it. Anyway, TMB, we're out of time. How did we get here?
It always goes by too quickly, doesn't it?
Time travel. Hey, love to the whole family. Thanks again for hanging out with me at the Sacred Fire Liberty Gala. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a blast, man. We'll have to do it again sometime soon.
Yeah, thanks to Dr. William Courtney. Thanks to Dr. Steven Sinatra. Thanks to Super Don. Thanks to Randy. And thanks to you out there. You know what that means. It's time to tell them what, Ty?
The power to heal is yours.
You got it. We'll be back tomorrow.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.